Welcome, tea friends. This is Barb Gully from Barb's Tea Service, and today we're kicking off our first podcast, But First Tea, courtesy On TV Studios. For our inaugural podcast, we thought we'd start with a little intro into what we do, some tea basics, what to add to tea, and we'd also include a highlight of past, present, and future tea adventures. But first, tea. Today's selection, I brewed up some Earl Grey because, one, it's my favorite, and two, it's a nice lighter black tea to serve in the afternoon. And to introduce my special guest today, Chris Gully. He's here to share some of his tea comments as well as provided much needed extra technical expertise. So, Chris, what is your favorite tea and what are you drinking today?
Well, I think I'm pretty much a basic. I'm team Earl Grey by and large. And whenever we go out for tea, like afternoon tea is pretty much our go-to. Although I'll mention, and we'll probably talk about this later in the podcast, was that about 3 weeks ago we were at a place called Lady Mendel's Tea in Gramercy Park in Manhattan, mm-hmm. and really for the first time. So it was a great experience. It was an afternoon tea, but one thing they did a little bit differently was they had tea pairings with each of the levels. There's about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 different teas that you could sample, which I thought was pretty good. And so we start off with the Earl Grey, and then we went through with some lighter teas, like there was a mint flavored tea, and then kind of a, I think there was kind of a fruit tea, and then it and something else. And so it opened up my my world, my tea world a bit. So I might check that out in the future.
Okay, great. So for today, you're having the standard Earl Grey.
Absolutely.
Yes, but that experience at Lady Mendel's, that really did force us out of our afternoon tea rut. Our go-to is always Earl Grey. So that was really fun. Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, so again, for our first podcast, we thought we'd start at the beginning. Okay, so again, we thought we would just start at the beginning, and specifically the beginning of Barb's Tea Service. Just a little bit more about who we are and what we do. So we've been in business almost 20 years, and we're primarily a tea education business. And along with daughter Rachel Gully Brown and other team members, we do tea tastings, tea pairings, and tea etiquette. I am certified by the Protocol School of Washington to teach tea etiquette, and I usually need a little sip of tea after that mouthful. We also do tea talks, such as Gilded Age, Downton Abbey, Bridgerton, and our Austentatious Tea, which is about our favorite author, Jane Austen.
Yes. And I should mention that we've done a lot of traveling to the UK over the years, and most recently we did a lot of Jane Austen research. We stayed in Bath and stayed at the house or the townhouse where Jane Austen stayed, I think from 1801 to 1804, and that was interesting. And then we took a tour with a properly cantankerous gentleman who gave us basically a tour of the Bridgerton television sites that were actually filmed in Bath as stand-ins for areas of London. And I should mention that Barb won first place in the trivia contest that he gave. I think it was a Cadbury chocolate bar.
Right.
But I should also mention I came in second. And there was a grand total of 2 people participating in that particular contest.
Right. Usually we don't disclose how many people we were up against.
Right.
And chocolate's always a great motivator.
Right.
But, good point. So we do a lot of travel. We travel a lot out the U.S. and England, other parts of Europe. And then we incorporate that into our Detox, and I want to let you know that for anything that we talk about, we will also include that in, there's a couple other places you can look. All right, we have a website, and we also have a blog, and that's at barbsteashop.blogspot.com, and we'd love if you'd visit us there, too. In our blog, we talk about, oh, my goodness, I got to have a little more tea. Okay, so in our blog, we talk about tea, of course, but we also talk about other things that I like to say are tea adjacent. They're topics slash obsessions. And recent and often reoccurring themes are lemon curd, sticky toffee pudding, knife rests, and salt cellars, which I know is a lot of exciting topics to throw out right now. I don't know, is that too much for the first?
It sounds right, but we'll see.
Okay. All right, well, let's get back to our roots and some of the items we said we'd cover today. So first, different types of tea. There are four basic types of tea. There's some subcategories, but these are the main ones: black, oolong, green, and white. And the biggest demarcation of these teas is the oxidation period, and that's the time from when the leaf is plucked from the plant to when it's processed. So here's a good example of oxidation. Chris, if I took a bite of the apple that's sitting over here on the desk and left it here for a while, what would happen to the exposed flesh of that apple?
Well, I think it would attract fruit flies and then turn brown.
Okay, I'm not going to leave it out too long, but yes, that's exactly right. It would turn brown. And that same principle works for tea. And black has the longest oxidation period. That's what generally gives this tea category its darker color and stronger taste. That's also why it's considered to be the only tea that can handle any additions, like milk, sugar, or lemon. Chris, is there anything in particular you like to add to your tea?
Well, I'm basically, I'll add my milk, and I'll go dig around for a couple of lumps of sugar out of the sugar bowl and add that. And occasionally lemon.
Okay. And you like to use the sugar tongs, don't
I
you?
I do. That's a great thing.
You're very refined. And I'm really happy to hear that you put milk in, not cream and not half and half. That can really be too overpowering for tea. It's a more delicate drink, lots of nuances. It's not a cup of coffee, although we do occasionally go to the dark side.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to share another tea addition that has created a bit of a brouhaha between the U.S. and U.K. Can you imagine such a thing happening?
No, I can't. And further, we are always entertained by our friends in the U.K. by their reactions to various things American. So, for example, there's that little incident in Boston Harbor where certain items were thrown overboard. We have this little American Revolution in the meantime, the War of 1812. We have to add to that list, although they did get to burn the White House, which I guess was fun. And then the latest horrible thing that's happened to Britain from America is Meghan Markle.
Okay, well, that's a bit controversial. Maybe it's a little more controversial than what I was going to bring up. But so I think what you're saying here is there's been precedence.
There is.
This isn't the first time U.S. and U.K. have come to blows.
No.
Okay. Well, here's what happened earlier this year regarding an ingredient to add to tea. A chemistry professor from Bryn Mawr, Dr. Michelle Frankel, recently wrote a book called Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea. And I will just let everyone know, I just got my copy in yesterday. So in the blog, we're going to do a Tuesday Tea and Tomes, so stay tuned.
Nice.
But what in this book, among other things, what Dr. Frankel suggested is that when the tea is bitter, add a little bit of salt. Can you imagine that? Well, as seemingly innocuous as this advice may be, many Brits across the pond were outraged. They took offense to someone recommending adding salt to their national drink, and from a Yank, no less. So, the U.S. Embassy in London felt they had to get ahead of this. They had to address it post-haste. So they issued a statement to defuse the situation. I'm not going to read the whole statement, but here's a little excerpt. We want to ensure the good people of the U.K. that the unthinkable notion of adding salt to Britain's national drink is not official United States policy and never will be. That's great. But then they continued. The U.S. Embassy will continue to make tea in the proper way by microwaving it.
My gosh.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
And how do you prepare your tea?
I do it, I think, the right way. I don't microwave it. I put it in a proper kettle.
Oh, you're very good. Okay, so no shame over here. All right, and if you want to get more details about this new book and author, I do have an exclusive interview with Dr. Frankel in our blog from a few weeks ago. Okay, so let's move on to something I think will be a little less controversial, but who knows when a little bit of salt added to tea can create such a tempest in a teapot. Yeah. All right. As mentioned earlier, Barb Tea Service presents several historical-themed teas, and currently one of our most popular is our Ostentatious Tea, and it's all about Jane Austen. Jane's hit another peak of popularity, and I think that's partly due to some of the recent film adaptations and the Netflix series Bridgerton. Although Bridgerton isn't quite the Austen prose, it is set in the same time period, so it's the Regency period in England, and shares a lot of common themes. And as Chris mentioned, we had an extended stay in Bath earlier, or in the fall, and we stayed in an Austen residence, and we took the Bridgerton tour because much of Bridgerton was filmed in Bath. It stood in as the London
right
of its day. And also, we had afternoon tea at the Pump Room. And that's where Jane had tea. It was a place that was considered a place to see and be seen. So, Chris, did you feel seen at the Pump Room?
I have to say yes. I'm not sure by whom. No, it was a very interesting stay. So the Pump Room, the bath is literally the site of some ancient Roman baths, and there's like hot mineralized water that kind of flows through, and people have been using that as a spa for years. So they had kind of this interesting little fountain there where you could kind of get a little paper cup and drink the water. It was not good for tea, I can tell you that, but that was interesting. That was an interesting little spot to stay.
Did you feel rejuvenated after that water?
Absolutely.
Okay, I thought so. Okay, so that was overall it was a fantastic trip,
right?
And we have incorporated some of those slides into our upcoming talks with Bridgerton and Jane Austen, and we do have a Jane Austen Tea Talk coming up next month in April, and we'd advise you to check out our website at barbsteaservice.com for on our events page for all upcoming tea talks. And it's not just England where we find all our Jane Austen treasures. Just a week and a half ago, we were in New York, and we paid a visit to the Morgan Library. This was once the home of J.P. Morgan, so it kind of combined a lot of things that I love, Gilded Age, Jane Austen. Anyway, we got the scoop on their collection of Jane Austen letters and manuscripts, which we're going to divulge in an upcoming podcast. So hold on to your hats.
And definitely, if you are in New York, put that on your list of a place to stay. It's a little, it's a little out of the way, but well worth your while.
And it wasn't too far from Lady Mendel's.
It was not.
Okay. And we were also in New York for another reason. We got to see Dick and Angel Strawbridge present their Dare to Do It show, all about their Escape to the Chateau series. I think you enjoyed that show too, Chris.
I did. That was, we were fans of the show. I think we watched, it was like 8 or 9 seasons. Mm-hmm. And they're very, we watched the show. They're very, seem like very kind to people and very easygoing but very, very smart and ambitious as well. And so that was very interesting. Should I share the meet and greet part?
Absolutely.
Well, so after you had the opportunity to get in line and just, get a few minutes with them. So we finally got to meet them. And Dick Strawbridge said to me, and I get the impression, a lot of husbands are maybe not, they're there because they've been asked to be there, or they're not maybe fans of the show. So he was, being friendly and asked if I was, as he called it, a drag along. And I said, no, in fact, I was there as the arm candy. And he thought that was great and told Angel all about that. So it got quite a reaction.
Right. So that you were known as the arm candy for the rest of the evening.
That's right.
When we spent time with Dick and Angel. Also want to mention that I did do an interview with Angel that was in the current Tea Time magazine.
Yeah.
And we covered it in the blog as well, so you can see some pictures from that. And we're going to do a little bit more about that in another upcoming blog, because we had so much fun at that Dare to Do It tour presentation. And I got to, I've got a shout out to my new BFF, Nadine, who I met at the show. And she was gifted one of the stage props, one of those 6-foot tall faux ferns.
Spray painted gold.
Of course. And when Angel found out that Nadine was a New York resident, she said, why don't you take this home? And so Nadine took it home with her, and I got to take pictures of her stuffing that into a New York taxi. And we bonded over that, and Nadine and I are having afternoon tea the next time I'm in New York.
Well, oh, is it time for another pot of tea?
I think it is. Oh. I hear that tea kettle, and it's signaling us to wrap up our first tea podcast. And we want to thank OnTV for their time, and you can find our podcast along with other really interesting podcasts on the OnTV podcast website. And we'd love to hear from all of you if there's something tea or tea adjacent you'd like to hear about. Let us know. Send us an email, barb@barbsteaservice.com. And if you know anyone we should feature on upcoming podcasts, again, let us know that as well. I want to thank everybody for listening to our inaugural podcast. And, of course, we're going to go through a few bumps and...
It's a learning curve.
It's a learning curve. But as the great philosopher of our time, Howard Jones, has said, things can only get better.
There you go.
So I want to thank my very special guest today, Arm Candy, and technical aide, Chris Gully. Thank you, Chris.
You got it.
And thank you all for listening again, and we will appreciate you staying.
Very good.